And one of the things that I want to include here, what I know the difference between the other tribes in Canada or any other, is that in North America, is that it's Omaskego people who do not dress in feathers. They don't do that. And it's Omaskego people who do not drum with the big drum in which the Western tribes use. And the question I ask is why? Why did not the Omaskego use the large drums? So the elders sort of laugh at me. They said, "What do you think will happen if you will have to create a big drum and you have only 13-inch white toboggan that which you carry your blanket and your pot to move? How would you carry this drum into the bush when it's 30 below? Do you think it will survive?" That's all the question they ask me when I ask question. So the answer is given to me in question. So I can see their point, and it truly is a fact. Nothing of the sort of thing can exist in a year round, the big drum. It will crack, it will freeze and break and brittle. So that's why the Omaskego people did not use the big drum in all season. And one of the reasons is that because the Muskego people move with the season. They do not stay in one place. Very seldom do they have created the big drum, only in where they gather in one season. One season they used to gather, that is early spring, as soon as the ice cleared off the river. And then at the mouth of the lakes or at the mouth of the rivers, the mouth of the bay, they would gather there and visit each other and then have the songs and drumming, dancing. In the past, before the European came, it did happen, yes. There are such locations in James Bay and Hudson Bay, but they have been forgotten already. Our Muskego people today do not remember anything past 1900. There are very few people who can tell you a story about the in 18th century, or let alone 17th century. There are some young people that live today who are 50 years old who don't remember anything past in residential school or even before that. So the world exists only from there that time on. So that's how the education system has been since they moved into with the European society. Our First Nation young people are totally are lost tribes. But I was born at the tail end of the Omaskego culture, and I know where I belong. And I may be not a very pure Indian myself, because my grandmother was also partially white person. And God knows if my grandfather was any at all, if he was actually a pure Indian, or a pure Omaskego, I mean. So these are the facts that I found out, and there are many stories that I have collected which answers the question which I summarized today. I summarize only what I have heard, because most elders that I have questioned about the specific question did not want to be recorded for their answers, and they did not want to be recorded for their own opinion. And for that reason, I respect their wishes. And but I have had acquired information and permission for me to speak and to write what I have gathered from them. They said, "You tell the story that we tell you, and do not bother to name our name." But there are few who have allowed me to record them. There are few who have allowed me to use their name. I am very grateful for those who have allowed me to use their name and also have allowed me to record them. And to summarize of what I have done, I visit these communities in the Manitoba, some big in Ontario is a big trout lake, Ontario, where I met some elders that I know and briefly asked the question, but always have the same reaction and also a very short answer.